Sounds like a place to hang your britches, doesn't it?
Well, they don't much for flashes. They kept a lot of stuff in it, but we had one of them.
What do you call old worthless things that are too good to throw away and not good enough to keep?
Well, it wouldn't be antiques, would it?
Well. Do you have any special place where you put these things?
All right.
But the brooder has.
Thank you. Put them up in the attic.
No, we don't put them in the attic.
That would be called antiques, though.
No.
Keepsakes, maybe.
Well, we're the biggest bunch. Well, I'm the biggest bunch, biggest junk collector you ever saw.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just can't help it. Junk is my middle name, I guess.
That's what I was going to say.
Now, if I throw that away, I'm going to want it.
Yeah. I'll tell you how you get some more of it. Get your partner and start up an auction sale.
Yeah.
That's what I did accumulate it last year.
Oh, you've been...
Oh, boy, you get a lot of trading. Get a left on your hand.
How do you get up into your attic?
How do I get up in the attic in this house here?
Uh-huh.
I got a door on the outside.
Go up with a ladder?
Yeah.
Do all houses have ladders like that?
No, a lot of them get up in the ceiling. Most of your good houses nowadays got a little hole made in a clothes closet, see, hidden. And they just use a all little deal like this here.
Uh-huh.
And just push that lid open going up in it. It's hidden though, not when you open.
I'm the right number, Donnie. I'm writing things in the margin here. These will come up later. So when they come up, I'm just going to put them down as we go. Are there many houses here with upstairs?
Oh, I would say about... all 25% of them, I would say.
I noticed this old house down south of the road here. No, that's in Gage. Gee, great big old house.
Yeah.
Hasn't been painted, I guess, in 30 years.
That's a lot of them.
The old timers used to like a two-story house and a two-story barn, see. In fact, they built a barn first. They would make the barn build a house later.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they worked it. They wouldn't build a house first.
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan, and they said that was the thing to do. You build a barn and you get that ready, then the house.
The house would be paid for, or the barn, yeah. That's it.
In this two-story barn, were there any special places in it? Was it just all open?
You mean the top story?
Yeah.
In the barn?
Uh-huh.
All a few of them had a little crib place up there to keep your corn.
Uh-huh.
But most of them were just built for storing the hay, see? They had a big hay fork up there. And when they built them two-story barns, well, that's when they put up loose hay.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see a hay fork?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them had the hay forks in them, see?
And big beams coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What did they call that place where they kept the hay?
Hayloft.
Make
an A or B.
It'll stay right in there.
Well, you're an expert on this. Nobody knows this better than you. Stay right in there.
Beside
right?
Him.
Stay right in there. You make it.
No, I can't tell what you're going to say. Now, Hayloft, this rather surprised me. This points down south.
It does.
And Haymow points up north. We've got some other things that point up north. This of course, is what I expected, but... when these things come up, I'm pleased to see them. Another one this way. What do you call the outside part of a wagon wheel? The steel part?